You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Squeezable girl, teasable boy, pleasable moon up above. Oh, what a girl, oh, what a boy, all on the way he made love. Let me see your eyes, all blue, pretty little thing. Let them thrill me like they do, pretty little thing. Let me kiss your two lips too, honey, let them cling. Gee, but I'm in love, it's true, truly-ooly-oo, with you. Let the little joy bells ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling. Let the preacher tie the string, pretty little thing. Maybe in a year or two, we'll announce to quite a for you that the population grew, pretty little thing. Your two lips too, honey, let them cling. Gee, but I'm in love, it's true, truly, only you, with you. Let the little joy bells ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling. Let the preacher tie the string, pretty little thing. Maybe in a year or two, we'll announce to quite a for you that the population grew, pretty little thing.
Climbing up to where you are, I'll have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it, cause I'm shooting high.
daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yep, it's Radiola. Radiola in Exile continues for another week as WHCL is off the air. However, here is another internet show. Mostly recently acquired shellac items that I decided you might enjoy. Plus, we have two selections from the new CD by the Singapore Slingers, which I just heard and I think they're marvelous, and you'll be hearing them later. But I just received that. That came out this year. As a matter of fact, it just came out. So I'll be playing those for you in a little while. But we started tonight with Charles W. Hamp. Pretty Little Thing. I like the cornet work in there. That was from 1929. And Little Jack Little and his orchestra. I'm Shooting High. 1935. And our theme. Yes. And I'm Andy Sr. This is, you'll hear the show occasionally on the radio, but not lately, and possibly not for the foreseeable future. So we're just going to continue in the exile mode, recording here at Radiola Manor in posh West Utica. And we're going to continue with a great recording of this song. I love this song. I heard the Walter Cummins recording. This is a very good recording, and there are more lyrics here than I've ever heard before. Buddy Prince and His Seven Jewels. It's a UK recording on Piccadilly of Huggable, Kissable You.
I don't show it, but I'm a poet, for much to my surprise. Without my knowing, the rhymes start flowing when I look in your eyes. Every night, I sit down and write till dawning. Listen, dear, and you'll hear what I wrote this morning. You're huggable, you're kissable. I'm wild over huggable, kissable you. You're hauntable, so wantable, and that's why I want you like I do. My heart's afire with love's desire, and someday I hope that my dreams will come true. If it's permissible,
it's all to live just for huggable, kissable you. I can't forget you, and somehow night and day. Why, I'm so romantic, I'm almost frantic, I don't know what to say. When I write, my poor heart that's right will quake, dear. Still I try and try, dear, till I write like Shakespeare. Why, you're huggable, you're kissable. You know that I'm wild over huggable, kissable you. And you're hauntable, so wantable. And that's why I want you like I do. And listen, honey, my heart's afire with love's desire. And someday I hope that my dreams will come true. If it's permissible, it will be blissable to live just for huggable, kissable you.
Thank you.
Well, those are all UK pressings. There's a lot of English stuff tonight. A lot of English pressings of U.S. masters and a lot of British bands. And that, of course, was a British band. That was Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra on British Decca. Tiger Rag, 1932, hot stuff. And we're going to hear more from Spike Hughes a little bit later. Before that, we had Nick Lucas and his Crooning Troubadours, a UK pressing of a U.S. Recording, You're Driving Me Crazy, 1930, beginning with Buddy Prince. And to me, Buddy Prince sounds like the British Harry Richman. He does convey a certain amount of stage presence in his recording, Huggable Kissable You, and it's one of the best recordings of that I've ever heard. It's possibly the best, and I'll go with that assessment. That was from 1929, I'm guessing. It's hard to tell without an accurate discography of British 78s. I can find most American 78s. I'm Andy Senior, and I can also find my glasses because I know where they are. They're usually right on my face. And this is Radiola, not on the air, but in exile, online for online listeners. And this playlist and every playlist for every Radiola that I've ever broadcast or put online or even thought about is on my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. And you can type Radiola into Google and you'll find that. And you'll also find great links to wonderful other programs like The Big Broadcast, Forward into the Past. And Leo Rahill locally has had a show for 45 years, 37 on the same station. And he's online now. So, and I met Leo last September, and he's a wonderful man, and he's been doing this for much longer than he's been doing this almost as long as I've been alive. So I'm not going to say how long. That's, as I said, it's almost as long. a few more years, perhaps, I'll give myself. And yes, and bands such as Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, you can find out all their whole itinerary. Vince just got a new gig. He's playing not just Mondays, but Tuesdays at Sophia's at the Hotel Edison down in New York. So if you want to get down there, you owe yourself that treat. That is, we heard them in New Jersey recently, and we are always floored by how wonderful that band is. And the West End Jazz Band, whom we also heard very recently, and they were so floored we can hardly stand up. And we're going to continue now with Leslie Hutchinson. Well, yes, another UK recording. Another song I rather like and don't hear enough of, from a Wheeler and Woolsey picture. Yes, 1930. I Love You So Much.
That we're alone, my dear, with no one to interfere, I have something to say to you. I will tell it to be sure, but before I do, I'm sure that whatever I say is true. I'm one little bird that it's funny that way. I mean everything that I'm going to say. I love you so much, I can't conceal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it. I love you so much, my eyes reveal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it. I've decided that I am through with all this rambling about. I don't know what I'd ever do without. conceal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it.
I met a chap from London, a real live Romeo. But what is really in his mind has me worried so. He always gets so funny when he's alone with me. Where others pinch me on the cheek, he'll pinch me on the knee. When he smiles and says, "Cherie, I'd like to take you home with me," I wonder what is really on his mind. When he looks at me and sighs, bites his lip and rolls his eyes, I wonder what is really on his mind. He says he loves me like a brother, but I would like to say, now, does a brother love a sister in that burning way? When he kisses me goodnight, he kisses me goodnight, all right. I wonder what is really on his mind. Then I met a man from Paris of 60 years or so. He asked me to go out with him to see a picture show. This man so very gentle, with lovely hair of gray, he started in to hold my hand in a very different way. When he says I look so cute, I ought to wear a bathing suit, I wonder what is really on his mind. When he tells me I'm so sweet, I'm really sweet enough to eat, I wonder what is really on his mind. He says that no one else can love me the way that he can love. And when he bites my ear, I wonder what he's thinking of. When he vows to me that he can never see enough of me, I wonder what is really on his mind.
might have been. Ba-bum-bo, might have been a tailor. Think a soldier sailor. But we've only been a failure. Not worth a bean. Ba-bum-bo, never moan a sorrow. We borrow for tomorrow. That's if tomorrow's borrow comes up to what we mean. Bo-bo-bo, might have made a big name, but there's millions just the same who are dreaming of what they might have.
That's a rather strange song, Flanagan and Allen. I guess Bud Flanagan wrote it, and that's they were singing with the BBC Dance Orchestra in, I guess, about 1932, Dreaming of What You Might Have Been. I could have been a contender. I really, well, at least in some areas, but I try not to do that too much, but, you know, sometimes you just can't help yourself. I keep thinking about that novel in my drawer, or those novels in my drawer, I should say, and all those other things, all those dreaming things, but I figure I'm doing all right as it stands. That was led by Henry Hall, by the way, of course, on an English Columbia CB530, if you're taking notes. Before that, Irene Bordoni, Rube Bloom on the piano in 1929. I wonder what is really on his mind. And if she's referring to the previous guy, Leslie Hutchinson, there was probably a lot on his mind. I Love You So Much, 1930. Uh-huh. And this is Radiola, and I always have plenty on my mind, some of which I cannot say on this microphone, but most of which is pretty common knowledge. And we're going to continue with Lee Sims. And I was lucky enough to get a couple of Lee Sims records recently, and I've more on the way, and Lee Sims just, he kills me. And Lee Sims is generally mentioned in context with his influence on the work of Art Tatum, but the more I listen to Lee Sims, the more I realize what a fine pianist he was, and the tone that he had, the control, and also the chords that he used were very much taken by Art Tatum, and though Art Tatum is astonishingly brilliant all the time, sometimes you just want to hear something like this, and it is gorgeous. Lee Sims playing in 1929, If I Had You.
Some of these days, you're gonna miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, gonna miss my kissing. You'll be so sorry when I'm away. Now you're gonna be lonely, just for me only. Cause you know, honey, that you had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. You'll miss your little daddy some of these days. You know, honey, that you had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. You'll miss your little da di da di da di da da. Weed, 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 weed.
And that was Bing Crosby, Some of These Days, classic recording, Melotone pressing, recorded in 1932. And you heard lots of Eddie Lang in there and Frank Trumbauer. And you cannot, what a talented group in that room, in that studio. Oh my goodness, what a recording. Just amazing stuff. And before that we had Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti and their orchestra, Someday Sweetheart from 1931, on Decca, British Decca actually, because it was originally on Vocalion or some such, and you might have noticed it was not those pressings were not the best. I don't know why, but there's a little bit of buzz in there. But one of the most amazing sessions ever recorded in 1931, Someday Sweetheart, beginning with Lee Sims, If I Had You, 1929, and that's just a gorgeous sound, and you can't beat that at all. This is Radiola, not on the air per se, but being recorded in at Radiola Manor, where some people drive by with alternate music choices, which I choose not to acknowledge. And this is an exile. We're going to continue now with an acoustic set from the 20s, of course. We're going to start with Frank Crummett, and here he is on an old Columbia, Nobody to Love.
Every tiny flower that grows in the dell has a sweet honeybee buzzing round tenderly. Say I love you. I'm a little wallflower blooming alone. I'm never alone. A heart that could call my own. Nobody to love. I'm wondering why ones I could long keep passing me by. I've got a heart full of longing that's just going to waste, but for reasons unknown, I am always alone. I've studied the book on winning a heart, but nobody looks, so how can I sort? I've been so long all alone on the shelf. I'm soon behaving myself. I'm growing so weary of having nobody to love. Little birdie that swings in the tree sings a sweet melody, hoping some bird will be around to listen. I'm a most unpopular kind of a bird. My singing's heard, but no one believes a word. Got a heart full of loving that's just going to waste, but for reasons unknown, I am always alone. For me, you see how sad I'd be. I've been so long all alone on the shelf. I'll soon be hating myself. I'm growing so weary of having nobody to
And that was Benny Kruger's orchestra. What a very jazzy recording. I wonder who's dancing with you tonight. 1924 on a Brunswick. That great Brunswick sound that is so, it's very clear sounding, almost electrical sounding from the mid-20s up to the early electrics, which were not as good sounding as some of those acoustics, actually. Before that, Billy Murray and Ed Small. No one loves you any better than your M-A-double-M-Y, which is an answer to the previous song. That was from 1923, and the Virginians were accompanying them. Frank was singing Frank Crummett there. It was singing Nobody to Love. Well, that was from 1920 on Columbia. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior. Just broadcasting without a radio right now. We're on the internet for those who choose to access the internet, and those who are not on the internet are just out of luck, because you'll just have to listen to whatever crud is coming out of your FM radio. But those of you who are enlightened enough to seek this out online, I applaud you and salute you. I recently, speaking of Frank Crummett, and we will speak of him again in a moment, I just received the most delightful CD by a young musician and singer by the name of Matt Tolentino, based in Dallas, Texas, and his group is the Singapore Slingers, and they play a very sophisticated version of the music of the first half, the first few decades of the 20th century. And there's a string section in there, and it's an orchestra. It is a real bona fide orchestra with strings and everything. And they play the arrangements as they were written, a lot of stock arrangements, some by Matt, some by other people, some donated by Vince Giordano, who, as I say, does play two nights a week down in New York now. But Matt is very, he seems to be from another time. And he does such a heartfelt job of presenting this music. I have to applaud him. The CD is called When Summer Is Gone, and it's available through CD Baby from the Singapore Slingers. And speaking of Frank Crummett, which I said I would again, this song I've always associated with Frank Crummett and his 1920 recording of it and the lyrics that he sang, and I've tried to imitate those on occasion, frequently when I'm in my cups. Matt sings a slightly different version of the lyric, but here he is playing a very 1920 version of Palestina.
Lives a gal who ain't so pretty. Lena is her name. Such a clever girl is Lena. How she plays her concertina really is a shame. She's such a good musician. She got the swell position to go across the sea to entertain. And so they ship poor Lena way out to Palestina. But now I hear that she don't look the same. Concertina. She plays it day and night. She plays with all her might. She never gets it right. But how they love it, what more of it? I heard her play once or twice. Oh, murder, still it was nice. Well, she was fat, but she got Lena pushing on her concertina down old Palestina way. fella, she thought he was grand. On a camel's back a swaying, you could hear Miss Lena playing o'er the desert sand. She didn't play such new ones, 'cause all she knew were blue ones. Yusuf sat and listened by his ear, and so he tried to kiss her. You heard that arrow whisper, "Hey Lena, how I love your instrument." They say that Lena is the queen of Palestina, just because she plays a concertina. Each movement of her wrist just makes them shake and twist. They simply can't resist. Her music's funny, it's the money. Well, nothing sounds like it should. It's so rotten that it's really good. Well, all the girls that dress like Lena, somewhere oatmeal, some farina, down home, Palestina.